Welcome back to another episode of the Jacob Johnston Show. So the left is continuing their never-ending obsession with your child's sexuality. And parents are rightfully outraged and are seeking alternatives to the public education system. And let's face it, we've known that there is problems in the public education system for quite some time now. Despite spending more and more money on education, we are getting worse and worse results, falling behind a lot of other countries in math, science, and a lot of the STEM courses. Now, why is that? Well, the left has always tried to go off and say, well, it's because we don't have enough teachers, you know, and because we don't have enough money for all the resources that are needed. But what we have found out, it's because the Democrats have turned the public education system into indoctrination camps, where they de-emphasize actual education and instead use the schools for political and sexual indoctrination. And they go off and they are hyper-focused on your child's sexuality, trying to go off and get them on puberty blockers without the parents' knowledge, trying to get the kids to keep secrets from their parents about what's going on in the school system, trying to keep parents in the dark about everything. Now, as parents find out more and more about what actually is going on in the public school system, what it is they're pushing on the kids, and the fact that they are starting to inject kids with puberty blockers and a whole bunch of other stuff, parents are seeking alternatives to the public education system, whether that be charter schools, private schools, or homeschools. Well, seeing the trend of parents withdrawing their kids from the public education system over everything that's going on and seeking out alternatives, the Biden administration is now trying to push forth a way to limit and restrict your ability to get away from the public education system, because they can't let you pull your kids away from the indoctrination camps, because the political and sexual indoctrination that they are pushing on the kids and the public school system is how they plan to stay in power despite being horrible people. Now, and this isn't anything new. A lot of you have been seeing videos that has been circulating across the internet about an interview that was done with a Russian defector back in the 1980s. In fact, I covered this months ago. Last year, I covered this. You know, and how it was talking about how the Russians and the Soviet Union were engaged in what they called ideological subversion. And the number one target for ideological subversion is the schools. Because in the school, you got kids that are supposed to trust the teacher to know exactly what they're talking about. After all, the teacher is providing them instruction and education. The teacher has a captive audience, and no one's allowed to challenge the teacher. And they have to regurgitate anything the teacher says or get a failing grade on their tests and assignments, which can affect their overall life. So we know that this is the target of the left, the school system. And in order to keep their ideological subversion going, their political and sexual indoctrination going, they need you to keep the kids in the public schools. So what do? They start attacking other education options, like the Biden administration has in this week. So we have the Biden administration is quietly pushing anti-charter school policies, because after all, you can't have your kids be withdrawn from the public education system if they want to keep using it for their indoctrination practices. And so the article reads from the Bongino Report, amid nationwide calls for giving parents more choice in their child's education, the Biden administration has quietly proposed changes that critics say will make it harder for new public charter schools to open and for existing ones to survive. Under the proposed new rules, which have been given an unusual short public comment period of 1 month lasting until April 13th, public charter schools would have to collaborate with at least one traditional public school in order to be prioritized for federal funding. Specifically, a charter school seeking federal money must provide a letter signed by a public school it collaborates with, as well as a plan detailing resources it's willing to contribute to the partnership. including curriculum materials, educator development opportunities, and transportation. All right, so there's a lot to unpack in all of this. So notice that it's only the charter school that has to provide resources, not the public school, to the partnership. But it has to collaborate with the public schools. Well, the public schools have no interest in collaborating with the charter school because the charter school is a direct competitor to the public school. And so when people are pulling their kids out of public school to go to charter schools, the public school is losing money because you're supposed to get so much federal dollars per student. So the public schools have no interest in working with charter schools because charter schools take away from the public schools. So there's already a disincentive for the public schools to work with them. Now, what does this mean? If you were lucky enough to ever find a public school that's willing to collaborate with a charter school, what's going to happen? The charter school is going to have to agree to push the same political and sexual indoctrination on the kids that the public schools are. And so unless the charter school agrees to that, the public schools are not going to collaborate with them. And the public schools already have no interest in collaborating with them because they're a competitor. So what does this mean? It means that the charter schools are being defunded, you know, are being denied equal access to federal money because they need the permission of a public school. And this way, they can make sure that charter schools, you know, no more charter schools open, and the ones that are in existence are going to find it hard to survive. So this is all about crushing the charter schools and eliminating them so that your kids are forced back into the public education system in which they can then go about sexually and politically indoctrinating your kids. And by the way, when it comes to this whole transgender movement thing, you know, the left is going off trying to say that you're crazy, you're authoritarian, you're, you know, some type of Nazi if you don't go along with the transgender movement. Or if you define a woman the way that women have been defined for the last 5,000 years by all of humanity, that if you don't go with this new definition that popped up in 5 minutes, which is basically saying a woman is, you know, anybody and everybody that just says they're a woman, you know, it has nothing to do with biology, reproductive abilities, or anything like that, you know, then you're crazy. This is what the left does. They just declare something and then call you a bunch of names if you disagree with it, no matter how crazy it is, what they are going along with or what they are pushing. And it is sick. And this goes through and shows and highlights that the left, when they call people a bunch of names, you know, racist, sexist, bigoted, homophobe, and all of the rest, it actually has no meaning. It's just they have no argument. And therefore, they have to name call you in order to try and pressure you into just shutting up about it because they can't defend their positions because their positions are sick, are wrong, or just completely delusional. But because of what they're doing, more people are pulling their kids out of the public school system, and they need to stop that. You know, and the next target that they're going to be going after is the homeschool. Now, they're going to have a harder time going after the homeschools because the homeschools don't do any funding anyways, don't get any federal fundings or anything. Usually, it's one parent that is sacrificing some of their income and career opportunities in order to stay home with the kids and fund the education out of their own pocket. It's kind of hard to go about that. But sure enough, the left is going to eventually start pushing legislation, federal laws regarding homeschools, and trying to say that your kids, if you homeschool them, which they're going to try and make it next to impossible to pull your kids out to homeschool, but then they're going to start pushing off legislation that says you must teach your kids this, and you must use this course material in order to teach it. And if your kids can't pass this particular test, you can't keep homeschooling. You're going to have to throw them back into the public schools. They're going to go after every way that you can think of to get your kids out of the public school system because they cannot lose out on anybody that they have the ability to indoctrinate. You're not allowed to have a choice. You don't have a say in any of this, according to the left. You will just do what you're told, because if you think that this was America, in the land of the free, home of the brave, where you had a say in anything, well, as far as the left is concerned, you are wrong. That is just completely delusional thinking. Now, when we go off and we take a look at, you know, why it is they're pushing transgenderism in the school and in the culture and so forth, and even pushing forth legislation for minor children to have their, you know, bodies mutilated, chemically castrated, and all that, there is a bigger picture to why it is they're motivated to go along with this craziness. You know, and part of that is also in the illegal immigration. So let's go ahead here, and I got another article to be pulled up. So, and moving on just a little bit, although this all ties to each other. Leaked documents. DHS wants to ensure illegals get any way to stay after Title 42 is repealed. Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is directing that economic migrants get every opportunity to stay once Title 42 barriers is removed. You know, it doesn't matter to them that what they are doing is actually in violation of the law. The Democrats don't care. The Democrats, you know, they've gotten used to just violating any law that they want, that when you point out, hey, this is illegal, they just kind of laugh and go, what are you going to do about it? It's not like the Republicans ever hold them accountable. Now, Mayorkas' intention, the article continues, are described in his February strategy, which was leaked to Breitbart, Texas on April 4th. The February strategy is titled DHS Southwest Border Mass Irregular Immigration Contingency Plan. Irregular, you know, they go through such lengths to avoid saying illegal immigrants. And guess what? Economic migrants that cross the border illegally don't have any asylum claims. Under law, they must be deported and deported quickly. No, there is no path for them to stay here. At least not without violating the law. And so they're trying to go off and try and say that this is humane. This is about giving people opportunities. No, this is about, you know, open border policy, which they need open borders. And we even find out that the left is going through here. And Biden tells ICE prosecutors to dismiss older cases as Title 42 ends. And this article from Hot Air, there is a backlog of about 1.5 million cases pending in immigration courts. The Biden administration sent out a memo Monday instructing ICE prosecutors to dismiss older cases of illegal immigrants who are not considered public safety threats. What could possibly go wrong? And so basically, this article is going through and trying to say, hey, if the only crime they committed was entering the country illegally, we have absolutely no interest in actually deporting them. We're just going to let them stay. We're going to dismiss any cases against them, and we're going to try and find a way to allow them to stay by just not enforcing the laws, and in fact, creating maybe some illegal programs. You know, you may be wondering why all of this is happening. And you may be wondering why the left is pushing the transgender movement. In fact, the left is pushing the transgender movement so much that we now have California cities that are going to give universal basic incomes to transgender and non-binary residents, regardless of earnings. A California city is planning to give universal basic income to transgender and non-binary residents. Transgender residents in Palm Springs, California are eligible to receive a universal basic income of up to $900 per month, solely for identifying as transgender or non-binary, no strings attached. So why are they doing this? Well, they're doing this because they want to motivate more people to identify as being transgender. You know, and money is a very good motivator. So if you're in California and you're in Palm Springs and you realize, hey, I don't have to actually believe it, but if I just claim to be transgender, I get $900 a month every single month from the government. Well, this is great. And so more and more people are going to start identifying as transgender in order to get that money. And then what is the left going to do? They're going to see, whoa, hey, there's this huge explosion here of transgender people. See, this isn't delusional fantasies of the left. More and more people are identifying as that because, you know, it's a real thing. You know, so they're bribing people to identify as transgenderism for this, for the purpose of, well, I'll get to that in just a moment. I know I'm kind of teasing up what is all behind their push, but they want to motivate more people to identify as transgenderism so they can say, hey, this is a real thing. This is what, how people are identifying as, you know, yada, yada, yada. Therefore, we should push it more and more in the schools. And therefore, if you're against it, you're a horrible, evil person. And they're even going off and saying, hey, you know what? If we believe your child is transgender and you object to, you know, the mutilation of their genitals, well, what we've heard in some of the public hearings is the leftists refusing to answer, as representatives of the Biden administration, whether or not the kids should be taken away from their parents if their parents don't go along with the child, or at least the left's dictation that your child is transgender, or if you try to prevent them from getting reassignment surgery. They're really pushing that, and they need more and more people to identify as transgenderism in order to continue to try and push this claim that somehow what they are doing and pushing it in the school is somehow normal or good, and so forth, and justify the indoctrination of the kids. Now, why is it that they're going off and pushing this? Well, if you wanted to go off and take a look at some of the underlying reasons here, right, as far as why the left wants this whole transgender movement, it's related to climate change. Yes, climate change. So the left has been doing this whole scam of man-made climate change for a long time. You know, they've been wrong for the past 120 years on every prediction, every claim, but they keep pushing it. So much so that they've even deluded themselves on the issue of climate change. But if you were to go off and take a look at what the left claims on man-made climate change, you realize that the underlying issue for them is that they believe that the world is too overpopulated. There's too many people. If we could just reduce the world's population, then we would be able to roll back the effects of man-made climate change because there would be less people. And less people means less of an impact on the environment. Now, of course, we know that for a lot of them at the very top of the climate change agenda, it's all about power and money, which is why none of their solutions have anything to do with anything that would actually address their claimed cause of climate change. It's all about growing the power of government, stripping away individual rights, and increasing taxes. But there's a lot of other people that actually go through and are true believers in the man-made climate change agenda. So if you wanted to go off and you thought that climate change was man-made instead of, you know, natural occurring, and therefore you needed to reduce the population, how would you go about it? You would try and figure out ways to reduce the population. Well, they've been going through and trying abortion for a long time. In fact, the Colorado governor has signed a bill codifying a right to abortion with no restrictions. and being able to do so up to birth. Up to the moment of birth, you can have an abortion with zero restrictions. And this is according to the Epoch Times, and that was published on April 5th. You know, and it's titled Colorado Governor Signed Bill Codifying the Right to Abortion with No Restrictions. And they call it the Reproductive Health Equity Act. It is just sickening how they are going through and they are going about this. But if we were to go off and take a look at this, the climate change agenda. So they've been pushing abortion, but not enough of you have been having abortions. So they thought, okay, you know what? We'll go through and we'll push LGBT, you know, or LGB, lesbian, gay, well, and more specifically, lesbian and gays, because same-sex couples can't reproduce with each other. Therefore, that will go through and reduce the population. But between abortion and gay and lesbians, it's not reducing the population enough worldwide. Enter transgenderism and them going through and pushing transgenderism on your kids, as well as lesbian, gay, and transgenderism. Bisexuals, they don't really like too much because they still tend to reproduce because they swing both ways. So they're going through the sexual indoctrination in the schools, because if they can convince your kids that they are gay, lesbian, then they're going to grow up and only engage in same-sex marriages and therefore not reproduce children. But that is not necessarily enough, because they could break through all the indoctrination. They could realize that they like the opposite sex. So enter transgenderism and them wanting to push forth gender reassignment surgeries on young kids, starting off from kindergarten. So if they can convince your kids long before they, you know, grow up to the point where they can say, hey, this is actually crazy. That's not how I feel or identify as, you know, well, it would be too late, because they just need your kid to be convinced to identify that way long enough for them to basically sterilize them, you know, through the gender reassignment surgeries, you know, chemical castration, actually cutting off and mutilating their genitals, taking out their reproductive organs. This is where this is going, in order to be able to stop reproduction. And therefore, they can reduce the world's population and solve climate change. That's a lot of where this is going. Now, while they are doing this, the left has realized that they have a bit of a problem. You know, that half the country doesn't agree with what they are doing. And their side is going off and reducing population through abortions, through same-sex, marriages and couples and transgenderism. So their numbers continually reduce. This is why they promote open borders, because they got to replace all the people that are not being born as a result of their policies. So they got to bring in and import more voters in order to be able to stay in power. And they like the open borders because they get a lot of minor kids that come across the border as well, that they can throw into the public school system and go through in the political and sexual indoctrination. The parents, you know, a lot of times don't speak English, so they don't know what's going on in the public schools. Plus, they tend to, you know, do work, so they're not paying attention to what's going on. And all their sources of information that they can get into their own native language is controlled by the left. Plus, they didn't grow up with American values, American ideology, so they don't have a firm grip on what the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence or our political system. So they just think this is, you know, normal, and plus it's marginally better than where they came from and a lot better economically. So that's what all of this, I think, can be boiled down to, is the left's obsession with their claims of man-made climate change. and trying to reduce the population. And so they've got to prevent births. And transgenderism and doing the chemical castration and sterilization and convincing your kids to do that at the youngest age possible before they, you know, have a chance to know any better is part of why the left is obsessed with your child's sexuality and why they are going through with all the sexual indoctrinations in the school system as well as the political, why they are all in on ideological subversion. It is sick, it is wrong, and it is what they are doing. All right. And then one last thing here. As they go through and they push their insane agenda and convince people to hate each other and try and say that, you know, if you commit a crime, that you won't be punished. Well, there's an increase in crime. So what do the Democrats do? Well, they can't admit that it's the result of their policies. So they come up with any excuse. And Chicago comes up with they're running out of excuses is all I can say here. But Chicago police now say 50% of carjackings committed by juveniles. And the mayor argues that the problem is because the youth does not feel loved. Oh, wouldn't you know it? You know, the crimes aren't stemming from the fact that the left is preaching hate and intolerance. It's not from the fact that they are saying that if you are of certain skin colors or, you know, if you engage in crimes that damage or hurt businesses and thus capitalism so that they can then, you know, try and convince you capitalism is bad and socialism good, give them more power. It's not because they say you can do what you want without punishment and that you should hate anybody who doesn't think and look like you. No, 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 no. It's because you don't feel loved enough. That's the problem with crime. That's what's going on here. These people are delusional. They're authoritarian tyrants who are engaged in the worst instance of child abuse. And they keep trying to come up with whatever excuse that they can come up with. They don't, people are only engaged in criminal activity because they don't feel loved. And if you try to get your kids away from the liberal insanity, you're a horrible person. You must be stopped. And the left is going to do everything they can to destroy any opportunities or any options that you have to get your kids out of the left-wing indoctrination camps. And they can tie it all to and justify it all by the climate change. Got to address climate change. And you know that's their number one thought here because as we go through, we take a look at what's going on in Russia and Ukraine and the admissions that, hey, there could be food shortages coming up. Biden, instead of using the Defense Production Authorization Act to, say, increase the food supply in order to be able to go off and try and limit or diminish food shortages, he doesn't care. As far as he's concerned, you can all starve to death. He's taking care of the elitists of the left-wing party, and, you know, Democrats and such. They're taken care of. They're going to get their food. But as far as they're concerned, you can starve to get death because that helps further reduce the world's population. And instead, they use the Defense Production Authorization Act not to increase food supplies in order to limit the effects of a food shortage. They use it for batteries and to produce batteries for electric vehicles. You see, all of this ties into their climate change agenda, which is all about going off and reducing the world's population. All right. So that's it for this episode. And hey, just to kind of address here, I'm not really going to be doing too much continuing on with this show. There's not going to be a guarantee of an episode every week, especially not multiple times a week. You know, I've just been going through and I'm pretty much ending the show here on this note. I'll still produce things maybe once in a while, you know, one off, you know, little 5-10 minute videos. But as far as a full podcast goes, that is pretty much, out. I've been going through, the numbers, the statistics, the analytics, and really I can't, you know, fully justify continuing on full episodes and shows. I don't know whether it's because of the censorship, whether I'm just not as entertaining enough, you know, or what's going on, but you know, the space, maybe it's just because the space is so crowded and I didn't get started early enough. But I understand that as far as it goes, this show is not going to reach the levels of the Dan Bongino show, the Daily Wire, and so forth for whatever reason. You know, maybe I'm just bad at marketing and can't get through. So, and taking a look at this financially from a capitalism point of view, taking a look at the other activities that I have going on, financially, it would be best for me to focus on those a lot more. And so full episodes of, you know, a half hour to an hour long are pretty much going to be out the door, ended. And it's just going to be videos, you know, that are between 5 and 10 minutes, covering a very narrow topic. Right? For those of you who have been watching and following along every episode, especially on the audio podcast version, thank you so much. You'll still get episodes, you know, here and there, but I can't guarantee every single week. It just depends on the topic, and it's going to be less about trying to produce a business, and instead more about being able to vent about the crazy asinine crap that the left is doing. All right. So I just wanted to throw that out there, you know, full episodes, no more, just maybe some short videos here and there. All right. Thank you so much. And normally I would say I'll be back again soon, but I'll be back again every so often to discuss whatever crazy shit that the Democrats are up to. All right. Thank you to my my followers. And, you know, this is one of those things I had no script for. It's really hard to figure out how to sign off when you know that you're not planning to, you know, stick to a weekly schedule or, you know, daily shows and other things that I've tried. You know, it's really kind of hard. I'm going to miss doing this, but taking a look financially, I know that I need to focus elsewhere. So I will just be producing, you know, little 5-10 minute videos over narrow topics when an issue comes up that I want to talk about. Thank you.